This podcast is brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational awareness and positivity.
Legendary souls!
My name is Joff, and I'm a messenger from the sun. Yes, that great fireball in the sky. It's actually smashing me right now. It's glorious. It's glorious. It's a message from the sun. I mean, look. You know, there's so many different ways to look at the sun. You know, we've been programmed a lot, by the way. We've been programmed a lot about it all. About it all. Especially the sun. The sun is look at what the sun does. Let's go into what does the sun do? You know, what does the sun do? Well, without the sun, the plants don't grow. The trees don't grow. They die. Because the sun is life. The sun is a big ball of fire. Goodness gracious, great ball of fire. That's like the sun song, even though I don't know what that song's about right now. Right, that song is catchy. It will get ya. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. It just reminds me of Mario Once Upon a Time. Maybe that was in the movie of Mario, like years ago, not the recent one. Let's stop. Let's stop that. Goodness gracious, great ball of fire. Just brought a memory out. I mean, that's how life works, you know. Sometimes a song, it activates a memory, and it was a good time. It was a great time, as is just what the sun does. The sun gives you a great time, you know. We've just spoken about plants, activates life form. You know, it raises your frequency. When the sun is out, people are happy. You know that. You know that by now. You know, when the sun is out. Usually people's attitude and emotional state is lifted and risen. Yet there's not many legends out there. I mean, there is legends out there that promote the sun and like, yeah, I love the sun, I love the sun. But it's like the sun is it's a god. You know, that it's a big ball of fire. It's a powerful energy. It is so powerful. And it's there for us all. Especially if we're ill, if we're seeking deep rest, if we're depressed, if we're ill, like disease, have some sort of illness, disease. You can look at those terms. I'm saying those terms for a reason, like that. But the sun's got us. The sun is like the best doctor, you know. Mother Gaia is too, of course. But the sun is like. It's if you're not feeling very well, the sun will raise your spirits. It'll draw out whatever has to leave, whatever energy. Because usually that's what happens when you get sick, is it's an opportunity to upgrade, evolve your experience, usually. Unless you're like, you know, yeah, look, we shouldn't go into the dark part of this. But it's just usually that's what, when you're not feeling 100%, it's you're going through an upgrade. And the best thing you can do, in my opinion and my awareness, is get some sun. And now we get to that point where everyone's like, hang on, Joff, the sun will burn me. If you're still with me and the sun burns you, well done. Well done. Because I gotcha. The sun, you know, it used to burn me. It used to take me 10 minutes of like hit, like smash, getting the sun smash. And I'll be starting to get burnt. I'll be starting to get red. That was years ago. And I know I've got dark skin. As in like I've got olive skin. I'm Mediterranean. I get that. A lot of people, they like to, when I say that, they're like, oh, but Joff. And I'm like, yeah, look, just calm down for a second. Just have a little bit of a, have a breathe. And then I tell them the story that it started at 10 minutes, you know, and that's the truth. And that's why I highly suggest with the sun, it's like a process of acclimatizing to it. Even if it's like full pale white skin that usually get burnt. I was once there. I lived in this country for how many years? I lived there my whole life. But for how many years did I not really know what the sun was? About 30. Just under 30 years, I reckon. Maybe a little bit less than that. I'll probably say mid-20s. Let's go mid-20s. Because I started to intuitively figure it out. Like, oh, people coming into my restaurant and people are unhappy. Oh, it's because it's winter. It's because it's raining. Oh, the sun's not out. That's interesting. And all of a sudden in summertime, everyone's buzzing. Yeah. Full of life because the sun has charged them. A messenger of the sun I am. Yes. Yes. It's my honor. It is my honor. I love you, sun. I love it. So yeah, this is my message here to slowly acclimatize to the sun. have a crack. You know, there's so many deep programs. What, you know that we've been lied to. You know that there's deep programs. You know that. If you're listening to my stuff, you know that. And look at that in itself. Have they lied about the sun? Does the sun give you cancer? And I'm not going to say, I'm not going to be here saying it doesn't give you cancer. Well, cancer, that's another whole different thing. For me, cancer equals stress. That's a whole different, you know, kettle of fish. It's an open-minded one. Take or leave anything I say, as I always say. You know, I'm entitled to my awareness and my opinion. That is my awareness and my opinion. Stress is something that the matrix, that the deep state, whatever you want to call the powers that were, they want us in stress. And that causes issues within our body. That's why I always suggest for everyone to just stop and slow down and be action man, yeah, and action woman, yeah, but be calm man and calm woman and slow down. A message from the element of wind, as the other one is the message from the element of fire, as the element of water is always calling you as well, saying, hey, come and jump in me. I'm the beach, I'm a lake, I'm a big pond of water, I'm beautiful, I'm glorious. And then you got the earth, Mother Gaia, the four elements, man. It's so simple, such a simple life. Sort out the four elements in your life and you will fly, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there. You will fly. Like the legend that you are. I've got sidetracked once more. Goodness gracious, great ball of fire. All right, we're talking about the sun. And yeah, we're talking about where we're going with, like, it's very feared upon by the Matrix. The Matrix does not, it wants you to put sunscreen on that's fucking poisonous. I don't like swearing on these things. But they tell us to put sunscreen on that's poisonous, by the way. Zinc as well, that's poisonous. You know, and I highly suggest to look at natural, organic remedies for sunscreen or zinc, because, you know, I'm not a fan of their tactics. Negative tactics, not a fan. I'm a fan of positive tactics. Yeah, get some plant-based, natural, organic sunscreen and zinc. That stuff's great. There's actually sunscreens out there, zincs out there, that actually heal your nose or whatever part of your body while they protect you. It's possible. It's possible. Research sun legend. So, Anyway, yes. I've got a bit passionate. I'm passionate about the sun. I'm entitled to be passionate about the sun. Entitlements? How are we getting entitlements? I'm allowed to be. I'm not going to say that word entitled. It's got a lot of entitlements. But I'm allowed to be very passionate about the sun because I love it. It's done so much for me. And it's done so much for everyone. Whether they know it or not, whether they like it or not. Pay attention the next time that the sun's out. The natural vibration. Observe. People watch. Have a look. Don't look outside of yourself. Look within, of course, always. However, just generally observe and be like, hang on a second, that sun, it does a lot of things to people's DNA. It activates dormant DNA. That's why. That's why. I'm a simple man. I'm a very, very simple man, but I've got a heightened state of awareness. You know? Is it actually me? I'm just a projection, huh? I'm a projection of energy from a messenger from the universe, actually, yes. So, as I say, take or leave anything I say, but it's very important to, in my awareness and my opinion, to just get a little bit of sun here and there. And man, that's the long story short of this message. Just get a little bit of sun here and there. Just get a little bit. Just get a little bit. I love it. I'm a big fan of it. But just get a little bit. You don't have to get sun smashed. Like, I've been here for about maybe an hour and a half now, maybe 2 hours nearly. I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting sun smashed, you know. It's great. It's great. I love it. I don't sunbake. Oh, you're going to get a tan, are you? Nah, I'm not. I don't give a shit about a tan. Oh, the hair of your color's changed to blonde. The sun. It's just all the sun. And why do I spend time in the sun? Why do I like the sun? And why is it not a tan? Because the sun activates dormant DNA. The sun allows me to be my best version in all now moments so that I can overflow my best version to other legends out there in all now moments. Listen to that again if you'd like. Because when we're flying, when we're our best version, we naturally overflow the positive energy, the shift in consciousness in all our moments. Because there's a great shift that's taking place. Yes, the Great Awakening. It's quite glorious, actually. I am a big fan of the Great Awakening, yes. I've been a big fan of it since the, for a while, you know. Well, when in 2020, it kind of kicked into the whole new level, even though it's, you know, activated in 2012 and then 2001, around that area. It's just always happening. It's nothing can stop what's coming. And what is coming? Freedom! Freedom. And that's what the sun does. The sun provides freedom for the legends. That's why I highly suggest get as much sun as you can and slowly build up your tolerance. Great idea. A great idea. This was a divine masculine message. Very direct. Very direct. And I'm allowed to. But yeah, I reckon that could... I'll sum it up. I mean, if you feel that this can benefit someone that you know, please feel free to share it. You know, if you feel like I've made a couple of great simple points, because I like making simple points. It's all so simple, this life. It's too simple. If you feel like there's a couple of simple points there that might assist others that you might know, you know, maybe share it with them, you know, because, yeah, looking at the first thing on Google for anything is just not the best idea. Do a bit of research, experiment. I've done so much experimentation on myself in my life, and that's why I share a lot of it, and that's why there's been a lot of experiments that I put onto you legends out there. And same is with the sun. It's an experiment as well. Just 10 minutes slowly, then all of a sudden, after you've kind of mastered 10 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe that takes months, maybe that takes weeks, maybe it takes days, all of a sudden 30 minutes, all of a sudden 40 minutes. This was like a 5 to 10 year kind of experiment that I've been under myself. I mean, I didn't do it on purpose, to be honest. The sun just draws me to her. She's like, come and spend time with me. I love you so much. And I'm like, done. I'll see you soon. Anyway, that shall do this one here. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful day. With an open mind and an open heart. Anything, and I mean anything, is possible. Peace and love to you all.